Good morning, everyone. Well, I will present part of my doctoral research that I made when I lived here in 2010-2011, named Change in Agricultural Land Use and Food Security Among Family Farmers in Brazil. There was a partnership between Unicampi in Brazil, the University of Massachusetts in Boston, and the University of Kansas. I don't have any relationship to disclosure too. Well, our research is about food security and nutrition. And according to our Brazilian law, food security and nutrition is the realization of the right of everyone to the regular and permanent access to quality food in sufficient amount, without compromising access to other essential needs, based on health promotion food practices that respect cultural diversities and that must be environmentally, culturally, economically, and social sustainable. So the food security debate includes land use, carbon balance, water use and quality, the survival of small farmers, and indigenous group and biodiversity. That's why it's so important this topic to the discussion. According to Food and Agriculture Organization, in 2011, we had more than a billion people undernourished in the world. So Brazil has a potential rise in the use of croplands for the production of fuels and other monocultures rather than for food. And according to our Food Security and Nutrition National Council, between 1990 and 2008, sugarcane and soybeans, one of the most important croplands in Brazil nowadays, increased a lot. Compared with bean, rice, and wheat, they had a less increase comparing them with this, these monocultures I told before. So the just four monocultures in Brazil, corn, sugarcane, cotton, and soybeans, occupy twice more area than 21 other cultures, for example, fruits and vegetables. And from 1980 to 2010, Brazil changed the use of its lands, natural biome, and food production. Between 2003 and 2014, our last government's policies in the agricultural sector, they had two main focuses. The first one was encouraging the production of monocultures, which guaranteed the agribusiness success. And the second one is the promoting and support to family farmer and policies against hunger that aim to guarantee nutrition, sovereignty, and security. Just to tell you, in Brazil, our last government invests $146 billion in agribusiness, compared with just $24 billion for family farming and just $6 billion for organic production. And to define the municipality for this study, we used a staple food and non-staple food index created in 2014, last year actually, for a group of researchers in Kansas University that used the Brazilian agricultural census data at the municipal level. So they used this census data for our two last agricultural census data in 1996 and 2006. And for defining this index, we defined staple food as rice, bean, manioc, and wheat, because it's the basic staple food in Brazil. And non-food crops was considered sugarcane, soybeans, eucalyptus, cotton, corn, and pasture, because they are used more for exportation or just to feed the animals. So we used for this index 5,500 municipalities all over the country. And this index shows us a variation in a scale between minus 2 to plus 2. It's a calculated made. And where minus 2 represents an extreme shift from total food to total non-food. And plus 2 is the opposite, represents an extreme shift from non-food to total food production. So here you can see for, the results of the index published in the Professional Geographer in 2014 for all over the country. Red, orange, and yellow areas are the strong shift toward non-food production, and green areas, as you can see in this graph, in this map, is the opposite, strong shift toward food production. That's why we choose Ibiúna. Ibiúna is a municipality in São Paulo state that shows us a strong shift toward non-food production. So this municipality are changing the land use during these years. The aim of this study is to analyze changes in land use in relation to the production increase of items considering non-staple food and or production decrease of items considering staple food between 1996 and 2006, and whether this change may be related to the food security and nutrition among family farmers of this municipality, São Paulo State. We performed a survey with 107 family farmers the last year, and Ibiúna is a small municipality with 71,000 inhabitants and 65% living in rural area. And Ibiúna is part of the Green Belt of the state of São Paulo since 1985. We applied a questionnaire, a complete questionnaire, but based on two more important points. The first one is about what they grew during the 1996, 2006, and current, including this staple food and non-staple food, and the food security and nutrition. To discover the food security and nutrition, we applied the Brazilian Household Food Security Scale. It's a translation and validation scale for Brazilian people. With the results of the Brazilian Household Food Security Scale could show us if they are in food security or in mild, moderate, or severe food insecurity. We applied this scale twice, one current in 2012 and two times in the past, referring to 1996 and 2006, trying to correlation if they are in food security and trying to see if they are changing the land at the same time. This statistical analysis was performed using STATA program version 11. Chi-square test was used to compare this changing, and the study was approved by the Ethics Committee of the School of Medical Science. The result shows us a population composed by 85% males. The mean age was 48 years old. 70% had low education, up to 4 years of school attendance, and almost 70% received less than one minimum monthly wage per capita. This graph shows us during these 3 years, 1996-2006 and the current, the decrease in blue, decrease of rice production, comparing with here, the corn production, the increase in corn production and eucalyptus production in these family farmers. The table 1 and table 2 show us the chi-square test and Fisher's exact. The first one is association between the numbers of family farmers producing 1996 staple foods. Here we can see 41. And in 2006, this number decreased for 9. So that can prove that they are changing the land use. And here, the table 1, you can see the increase in food insecurity between 1996 and 2006. The table 3 shows us that when we combine both of the association between previous food security and nutrition and changing in the land use, we see that there is no significant association between this comparison. As the conclusion, the reduction of food production in the municipality of Ibiúna, evaluating this study, confirms the macro-structural findings indicated by staple food, non-staple food index, So it could be a very important tool to use to observe the land change using in Brazil for Brazilian people during these years. And the farmers' food insecurity in the municipality of Ibiúna has increased over the year. We could see an important increase in food insecurity. However, we know that not just the change in land use, but reducing plantation for self-consumption, low family income, access and availability of food are risk factors for food insecurity as well. I'd like to thank you for CAPES and the universities who work with me in this study. Thank you.